this is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. By tuning into our show, you're getting the latest news, interviews, music, poetry, and more from the outstanding Bruins of Brookings Harbor High School. We are happy to broadcast on KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News with Peter Parker and
Andrew Watling.
You know what my favorite holiday beverage is? Eggnog. And guess what? The Bruin Coffee Cave is now selling eggnog lattes. So go over to the cave right now and get yourself some.
Consider trying one now. You may not be able to have any after 2018 begins and the holiday season has ended.
Bruin News had a field reporter on the scene at the Brookings Harbor School District's December 6th school board meeting. On the agenda for the meeting, which can be read online through the school's website, an early item with the name Solar Vision Consulting can be found. This item turned out to be a brief presentation by a gentleman who introduced himself to the board and those present. Let's listen for a moment.
Okay, we get to hear from Solar Vision Consulting. Where did he go? There he is. If you could introduce yourself first, that'd be great.
I will. Is this working? Should I use this?
No, it's not working.
Okay.
It has
speak up. It does, just for looks.
It does feedback sometimes. We can hear
you. Okay, never mind. Good afternoon, Brookings Harbor School District Board, Superintendent Gallagher, students, teachers, and citizens. My name is Anthony Fogelman. I'm a transplant from Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm an advocate of solar power. I represent Gencom Solar, a national turnkey commercial solar project development company. And I want to thank you for having me speak today.
From the agenda and the man's introduction, which we just heard, he appears to be affiliated with three things: Gencom Solar, Solar Vision Consulting, and the Free Commercial Solar Program. Bruin News did a little modest digging and found that the Free Commercial Solar Program appears to be the creation of Gencom Solar. As we heard, the man himself listed Gencom Solar as one of his associations, and at the bottom of the Free Commercial Solar Program website is a link to the Gencom Solar website. We asked two of our Bruin News volunteers to take a cold look at the Free Commercial Solar Program website. These students were not coached. Here are their live, real reactions to viewing the website.
I want you to tell me out loud what you're seeing and what you think of the website. I want you to kind of read through some of the text and just give me your first impressions, whether good, bad, criticize it, make fun of it, compliment it, whatever you like.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm wondering what website this is.
Yeah.
So, you're going to look through it together. Feel free to scroll up and down, Mr. Whiteland.
Free commercial, no-cost commercial solar.
Okay, keep reading. Remember, say aloud.
Save up to 90%
on electricity bills with no money out of pocket. That's kind of useful. Do you want to start saving money for your business, factory, church, city, or school? We have $2 billion in solar investment funds. Oh, if your building qualifies, you could go solar with no money out of your pocket. Oh, so they're going to give you free solar energy.
Okay, yeah.
Start saving money for the first month and continue to save for years to come. Qualify for our $2 billion solar fund. Do you own the building or have access to the owner? Have you been in business for at least 3 years? Are you planning on keeping your building for at least 10 years? Are you spending at least $1,000 monthly on electricity? Do you have $10,000 square feet? Dollars. Or roof space or land? Would you like to save money with no money out of pocket? If so, you may qualify.
Okay.
We're not talking
skeptic.
About sending you a bill. We're about writing you a check. It's a video with like a bunch of it's like Fox News. I don't know.
Okay, I'm a little skeptical on this.
No, why? Why? It looks cool.
It looks cool, but it seems
it's like free electricity.
Exactly, and that makes so much sense. They just give you free stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
If it was welfare, that's free, I guess.
Okay.
To get that, you just gotta be poor.
I'm just wondering how, I mean, are most solar companies canceling solar stuff is like super difficult. I mean,
why though?
I don't know. It's too, because that's one, it's a terrible selling point in the house. A lot of people don't want to buy a house with solar panels on the roof because you have to transfer all this. I know, because my grandfather died, and they were sending him bills. And it's been over a year, and they're still sending him bills. And since he's dead, he can't sign off for somebody else to be the biller. So it's just not getting paid. But they refuse to accept that this guy is dead. So I'm wondering, can you ever cancel this? Or is this
okay, I can see.
Because it said keeping a building for up to 10 years. I mean,
it's great for businesses, schools, factories, colleges, municipalities, car dealerships, furniture stores, buildings with refrigeration specifically, and just about any building with a $1,000 plus bill. Okay, first one of our unique program. They sometimes think it sounds too good to be true, Parker. Well, it is too good, and it is true.
Okay,
it makes financial sense for you and the investor. Oh, I read that wrong. Well, it is good and it's true. So it's not, like, too good to be... Okay, never mind. Yes, it's true that if you qualify for our program, the $2 billion solar fund will pay for your solar energy system, including all upfront costs. That was disgusting.
Who's supplying the $2 million?
Billion.
Billion dollars. Is the government supplying it?
It's just like their own thing.
Investors.
It's their,
yeah. The great part is that the investors receive profits and you receive savings. It's a win-win. You will not have to pay a penny out of pocket when you qualify for our program. You will save 10% on the first year, 12% on the next, 14% the next, and so on. Then in 10 years, you will own the system and save 90% off your electric bills for the next 20 years or so. So after 10 years, you basically are paying nothing for your electricity bills. For example, a $5,000 monthly electric bill becomes $500 per month, a savings of $4,500 per monthly.
In case you can't do math.
Yeah, simple math. Your program will vary due to many factors. I didn't explain that in like a sentence. But that's a common scenario you could experience with our program. Think about what you can do with your newfound money. Buy a car. I didn't say that. Yes, it's good. And yes, it's true. Pay your child support.
Okay. Wait. If you look up here...
No, wait, did they get a school to do this? System size, 17.2 kilowatts.
Let's look up the school. I want to see the
school. High School, Westport, what did I say? Westport CT, Connecticut?
Yeah. I want to see, is this like a prep school, a boarding school, is this a public school? Wow, that's a huge, big school.
That's a high school. Oh, boy.
Wow.
People at home, look this up.
Yikes.
I have midterms coming up too. January 18th, midterms, exams day 1 and 4.
But, okay, what's the tuition?
Not exams 1 and 4. What's tuition for you? I don't know. How would it say?
This is
good. Does it say, wait, what's that picture? I want to see the solar panels. Are they on the school?
They might have, the high school this big might have a separate field for them.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool looking. Okay, this is that important.
Okay. Now, why are we looking at this again?
My question to you is, what do you think of this? Does this look legit?
I think that if you go into like the terms and conditions accepting this, it's probably a phone book thick, and there is probably no way to get out of this. And I don't know. I don't trust it.
They can't false advertise.
No, but they can give you a phone book thick agreement. Now, why would they make it a phone book thick? Why would they benefit?
Because nobody wants to read that.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind? That's like, yeah. You know what the biggest lie on planet Earth is? I have read and agreed to terms and conditions.
Can you find any terms and conditions on here?
Well, probably not until you like
sign up for it. Yeah, let's go to the very bottom.
What if this website was a free car program? What would you think then?
I got a free car.
Yeah.
But I got a free car after I pay.
Yeah, this much on insurance or something. I'm sure they're getting you some other way
to pay for it without directly saying you're paying for the car.
Because somebody has to be paying for this. I'm having trouble thinking that investors put out $2 billion to pay for other people's solar panels and we're expecting a profit back. Yeah, how are they getting back?
Here's like the terms it says if you qualify to actually be in the solar fund. Because they want you to pay to, like, put these solar panels up. But you have to qualify for these.
Yeah.
1 through 6, the own a building. Have you been in business? If you own a business?
Yeah.
Are you keeping your building for at least 10 years? Are you spending at least... Because they said 10 years is how long until...
until you stop paying, basically.
Yeah, until you stop paying
until
for
you
it.
Get, and until you get everything
well,
free.
And the unit becomes yours, and then you get free electricity. So, it's free, quote-unquote, after 10 years. It becomes free, and then you're only paying 10% of your original bill.
But did they never stated the original bill, did they?
No, just saying how much you pay for electricity.
Okay.
Would you recommend this for the Brookings Harbor School District?
No.
It depends.
I mean,
how much is it?
I mean, when we looked at that one school, it's ginormous. It's a huge school.
But bigger school, so it means it would cost more.
Yeah.
Electricity for them. So if they're after a few years of the school running, and them paying every few months, or not every year, it goes up in percentage where they pay less. After about 10 years, the school is basically running on. Like just solar panels, and then they're only paying 10% of the original bill for electricity.
So if you had to vote yes or no to have these guys come and give you their spiel, how would you vote?
I would listen to them. Yes. I would vote yes.
I would say no. I'd say no. I think somebody has to be paying for this, and I doubt it's just
well, it's you. It's the school. The school guy, they're paying for the solar panels for about 10 years. But it's not... It's supposed to be less expensive than if you were just paying for, like, the normal bill.
Maybe if it was a brand new school. Maybe if I had just had this place built and didn't want to have to worry about it, but for an older building running on older line electricity and stuff like that.
We'll build a time machine and go back.
Yeah. Then I would more recommend it, but Brookings isn't a brand new up and coming school with all these new computers and stuff like that.
Literally.
So.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Barnard. I'm the student body representative to the school board, and I think that the presenter did a great job of being eloquent, and he was really convincing. He seemed to have good numbers to back up his arguments, but just on my first impressions, it did seem a bit dubious, and I'm going to have to do some further research before I can say anything really definitive.
Bruin News also found a website called solarvisionco.com online with a 2014 copyright tagline, Solar Vision Consulting. Solar Vision Consulting's website has text that claims the following. Solar Vision Co. provides broad support in a wide arena of renewables. These projects include market analysis, technology analysis, microgrid installation, and drill down due diligence. There's a little alliteration for you. The Solar Vision Co. website further claims that Solar Vision Co. provides support to an extremely broad array of clients across the world. They also state, Solar Vision Co. has provided numerous support engagements. No job is too small or too big, to quote their website. They can adjust to an accelerated time frame. Bruin News learned that microgrids appear to be a focus of the Solar Vision Consulting Company. The website of the United States Energy Department, energy.gov, explains that a microgrid is a local energy grid with control capability, which means it can disconnect from the traditional grid and operate autonomously. Bruin News is curious to learn more about this organization's sales tactics and their history. As time allows, we may conduct further research on the offer that was made to our school district's board.
In the board agenda packet, anyone can learn all kinds of interesting information. For instance, a document called Enrollment Comparison lists the student populations of our schools in this current year. For instance, our K-5 population is 741. Our middle school population is 359. Our high school population is 508. All total, our district is serving 1,608 Bruins this month.
Hey, this is field reporter Dane Tipman, and I'm here with Jeremy Pettinger. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
Mr. Pettinger was at the recent school board meeting last week. Tell us, why were you there?
I was there to sing two caroling songs with the rest of my singing group, Seabreeze.
Tell me, just for our listeners out there, what is Seabreeze?
Seabreeze is basically the varsity singing group for Brookings Harbor High School. It's the best of the best of the singers in the school, and we get together and we go and to different places and we sing.
How are the singers chosen that are part of Seabreeze?
There's basically auditions with Mr. Good, and if he thinks that you're fit for the job, then he'll let you in.
And Mr. Good is the teacher of Seabreeze?
Yes.
Is Seabreeze an actual class all its own at the high school?
I believe so. Yes.
What's your grade in the class?
I have an A. Thank you for asking.
Can you give us a sample of one of the songs that you sang?
Okay, I have with me one of the songs that I sang called Carol of the Bells, and I sing bass, so this isn't going to be super interesting, but, you know, it's something. Okay. This is really weird for me, because I normally don't sing on my own. Okay. Okay. One seemed to hear words of great cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, or hailing dead, telling their tale, gaily they ring while people sing. Songs of great... Oh, I'm sorry. You can probably cut that last part out. He was...
I will not. My journalistic integrity means...
Oh, my God. Okay, there you go.
Is that good?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Can you give us a nice low... Ball. Boom. Boom. Ball. Because you're a bass, right?
Yes.
What is a bass?
The bass is the section of the guys who sings the lower parts of the song.
Are there no girl basses?
If you I think there are, but there are none in Seabreeze. You could almost say a girl bass is an alto, which sings kind of the mid-range of a song.
Can you perform an alto piece for us so we know what that sounds like? Or give us, what does the volume level sound like for an alto?
It's very monotone a lot of the times, but they still get some pretty good parts. Like, I'm not sure what they really sound like just on their own, so I couldn't really give you a good interpretation of what that would sound like.
How many other basses are there in Seabreeze this year?
There's about four.
And who's the best?
Gosh, I would probably have to say Cy Sirchuk. He's been there the longest, and he's most definitely the best. By the way, if you ordered candy from the Brookings Harbor Robotics team and you haven't picked it up yet...
Please contact us.
Please contact us at the front office of the Brookings Harbor High School, and we should be able to get your candy to you.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Seniors, the discount deadline to order your cap and gown is coming up. Can you believe that? All orders for graduation supplies placed after the 15th of December will be at full cost. Consider getting your orders placed as quickly as possible on the Herf Jones website. If you need help ordering, talk to the guidance office.
January 29th to February 2nd is Scholarship Application Week. During this week in particular, we place special emphasis on supporting our college-bound seniors in their quest to apply for scholarships. As a quick reminder, scholarships are viewed as money granted to a person based on certain qualities or qualifications, and does not need to be paid back. A student loan, however, is truly a loan. Student loans tend to require repayment. Azalea Court applications are available at Tina Peters' office right now. For girls who are interested, applications are due January 5th. The organizers of Azalea Court will be conducting interviews and will be choosing the top 5 applicants out of the ones who enter. Some of the questions on the Azalea Court application form will include: what colleges are you applying to, and what will your major be? And what are your current career ambitions?
I'm gonna apply at Stanford, and I'm gonna be a nurse. That's it.
Okay. What special training do you have in music, drama, dancing, or art, etc.? Oh, no. You can take out etc.
That was good. That's funny.
Etc. That was perfect.
No, I'm just like...
If you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, I can play a recorder through my nose. Does that count as a music experience?
Definitely.
Awesome. Do I win?
If you can replay a recorder through your nose and we can get it recorded, yes.
I can play Hot Cross Buns.
The Azalea Court selection criteria and agreements include the following statement that the applicant must sign. First, I understand that the following criteria and agreements are used by the pageant board to select up to 5 representatives for the Azalea Festival Court. Number 1 is...
I must be a high school senior or have senior standing and have been a resident of the Brookings Harbor community for at least 1 calendar year.
Number 2.
I must have a 5...
5.22.
Dude, what a GPA.
Jesus. I must have a 2.5 GPU.
GPU. Or,
GPU is graphics processing unit. All right. I like the IT stuff.
Okay. I must have a 2.5 GPA or above and be passing all of my classes to remain in the court.
Number three,
I cannot be married, pregnant, or become so during pageant activities.
Number four,
I promise to attend all practices, classes, and public appearances and out-of-town functions as deemed necessary by the Azalea Pageant Board.
Number five,
I must be looked upon as a positive role model and will act accordingly.
Number six,
I will be responsible for providing my own street attire, formal gown, and talent costume for the pageant.
Number seven,
with this application, I will provide a personal reference for someone who is not a member of my family. It will be attached to his application in a sealed envelope.
Number eight, I understand that I am required to raise a minimum of $1,250 in community sponsorships to meet the expenses for my court wardrobe, traveling costs, and contribute to the funds for court scholarships.
I will have the approval of my parent or guardian to participate in the pageant, and by their signature below, indicate that they have read and understood the pageant rules.
Number 10.
I understand that while family support is necessary and encouraged, my parents, family members, and friends are not allowed to attend classes or practices held for the court prior to the pageant, unless otherwise invited by the pageant committee.
Number 11, and the final one. I give permission for the Azalea Pageant Scholarship Board to verify my school records and release my name and photo to the media. A 3x5-inch color photograph must be included with this application.
Azalea Court Pageant Scoring. A panel of judges from out of the area and not familiar with any of the court members will use the following scoring system on the day of the pageant. A member of the Azalea Pageant Board will tally the scores. High school GPA will be used to break any ties. Essay. You will be asked to write an essay of up to 500 words on a subject that will be given to you a week before the pageant. That is worth 10 points. Talent. You are required to come up with an idea, put together any costume, music, and props, and perform the talent on your own. This is to judge how creative you are and how well you perform on your own. This is worth 25 points.
Street attire. You are to select an outfit that you will wear on stage. You will be judged on your appearance, the outfit, and poise. This is worth 10 points.
Evening gown. You'll be judged on your presentation and poise during this part of the pageant performance. This is worth 10 points.
Judges interview. You will meet with the judges on the day of the pageant, during which each court member will be asked the same questions. Oh yeah, brother. This is worth 15 points, by the way.
15 points on the map.
Yeah!
Oh, coming in off the top rope, the judges interview.
Impromptu question. The judges will compose a question that will be asked of each court member on stage during the pageant. This will be worth 10 points.
Poise. You will be judged on how you present yourself to the judges on pageant day and to the audience during the overall pageant performance. This will be worth 20 points.
For those who didn't know, the Azalea Court is linked with the Azalea Scholarship Pageant, also known as the Azalea Court Pageant. According to the Brookings Harbor Chamber of Commerce website, the Azalea Scholarship Pageant is a long-standing local tradition and provides Brookings High School senior girls with scholarship awards and helps teach community service.
There is a volleyball open gym held at BHHS Gymnasium every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This event is open to all adults, kids, boys, and girls.
Bruin Radio extends a thank you to everyone who has signed up to be a Brookings Harbor School District Key Communicator. Your efforts in sharing the news and information of our schools is vital. If you're listening to this show and you'd like to be a Key Communicator yourself, check out the Key Communicator page on the school district website. Key Communicators receive a monthly newsletter assembled by our public information officer, Nancy Raskowskis-Coons, with the help of students and staff of our schools. It's easy to sign up online or by calling our district office at 541-469-7443. Thank you, Key Communicators.
Here we are at Grocery Outlet. This is Jed Doan. We are raising funds for the robotics team by raffling off cords of wood. The sound you hear in the background is an Andros Mark V A1 bomb disposal robot. It weighs 750 pounds and moves at a max speed of 3.5 miles per hour, but it can run into an inward opening door and knock it from its hinges. It's remotely operated, and can reach up to 8 feet in the air. It can also go over curbs, low walls, it can go up stairs. It has a arm on it that can be moved to move objects, usually bombs.
Hi there, I'm Gary Suter from Brookings Harbor High School Robotics, and I just wanted to let you guys know that BC Fisheries, the Manning family, donated the cords of wood, which we're auctioning off right now. And if you want to get involved with robotics or help make donations to robotics, please contact me at Brookings Harbor High School. Thank you very much.
Tommy, what? Tommy was working at the mill late one night when he discovered something that left him a fright. There among the 2x4s and the plywood stood a grisly figure made out of wood. He was the ghost of trees past, come back to haunt Tommy. Who, for years, trees he would hunt. You see, Tommy worked at... Tommy worked on wood. He'd cut it, and he'd measure it, and he'd sell it. But this figure wouldn't allow this practice to go on any longer. So this woodman stood from him, you see. About as close as I am to ye. About as close as you are to me. And this woodman told him, Tom, you ought to stop what you're doing, son.
Is that it? I don't get it. What is that?
I don't know either. I was just saying stuff. And it ended up right.
Hey there, Peter. Nice to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just disappointed. I'm not going to be able to see you until next year. Just after this week. Just one more week. Wow.
Wait, what? What do you mean I'm not going to see you until next year?
Well, yeah, I won't be able to see you next year. You know, winter break's coming up, and that'll go all the way through.
Wait, are you moving? What do you mean you won't see you until next year?
Winter break.
What? Oh, no. Is that now?
Yeah, it's coming up here.
It's going to be 2018. Jeez.
You'll be old.
That's right, folks. This is our last week of school for the 2017 year. It is winter break next week. A full 2 weeks and a few days off. Students will not be back in the building until the 2nd of January, which is a Tuesday. Monday, the 1st of January, is a day off for students to celebrate the new year. We look forward to having you all back in January of 2018, whether you're old or young.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
You've just heard Bruin Radio, a half-hour student-focused program brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School, in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School. To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, David Benton. You're listening to KCIW LP, Curry Coast Community Radio, 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon.